Audie Culver and Ivy COC own and operate COC Design, a premier wooden furniture company based in Bloomington, Indiana. Like starting any business, the early days were rough, and even though they have backgrounds in art, they never received any formal training and still built a nationwide client base. They owe their success not only to their dedication to the craft, but also their special bond. WFHB correspondent Rick Brewer brings us their story.
When COC Design started in 2012, they only had the essentials of woodworking. Now they have things like a planer.
And then this is our joiner.
An air compressor. A shop dog. Her name's Arrow.
And then our wide belt sander, that big white machine right there.
That's Audie Culver, co-owner of COC Design. Audie also told me that when she's deep in thought on a project, she likes to listen to hip-hop and R&B because the cadence helps her do the physical work. And her favorite songs are...
Anything by Rihanna. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not really kidding.
It's a dream. It's every old man's dream, for sure. I mean, we have almost everything that you could ever want.
That's Ivy COC, the lead designer and Audie's business partner. Not too long ago, before they had their dream wood shop, they were just two artists trying to find their way. Right before they started COC Design, Audie just finished graduate school at Indiana University, and Ivy, as she puts it, has an adverse reaction to authority. Their art backgrounds are in things like photography and printmaking. So their journey to starting a furniture company was unorthodox. But two things were certain. They'd started to get good at woodworking, and they were in love.
As soon as I saw Ivy do a backflip 180 on the trampoline, I was like, who is this girl?
It was a back with a half twist.
That's
I was working on it.
It's the same thing.
It was forbidden love at first sight. Audie was always on my mind after that. And I was looking for somebody like her when the time came, and then she came back into town.
We keep up with each other. We're both athletic but small, and we just ran around wild and had so much fun.
While Audie was a grad student, she took an 8-week course in woodworking and was surprised how much she liked it. Ivy started joining her in the shop to help with larger projects, like the wooden frames for Audie's MFA thesis show, which featured portraits of Ivy. But the experience of making these frames didn't go so well. Looking back, it was that bad experience in the wood shop that brought them closer to woodworking.
Gender is such an issue in woodworking that when you walk into a shop, as a woman, you're often just, you're treated differently. And I made myself a dining table, and I just really enjoyed the process. The guy who taught me how to make the dining table was incredible, really patient. And then there was a new guy that replaced him, and he just was really hard to work with, really difficult to work with, and patronizing.
So instead of being in there with the guy that we didn't like,
Ivy and I decided to buy some equipment and find some cheap rent somewhere.
And we started thinking about how we would want to live. So you think about what you'd want to do when you were retired and after you've theoretically worked a long, hard life, and that's woodworking.
So they saved some money and eventually found an old RCA box factory that was renting space for $300 a month. The initial business model was to make small furniture at IKEA-like quality, but that didn't make enough money to be sustainable. And so they turned their focus to making larger, more high-quality items like bed frames, 12-foot tables, and bars. And what really helped them grow was Audie's photography. COC Design now has over 23,000 followers on Instagram, and they also used to run a popular Etsy store, which helped them get featured in magazines like Remodelista and Metropolis.
And yeah, our first really big break that led to an article in Remodelista was from just a random shopper on Etsy.
I think one of the smartest decisions we ever made was delivering that kitchen island in person because we got to know this woman. She's the one who pitched the article to Remodelista and got it written. And she chose to, like, really try to get us some press because we went out there and we hung out and we liked each other. And now we're all really great friends. And I think we realized early on that building relationships is really the way to grow your business. Word of mouth is the best kind of business you can get.
Running a business with your partner is complicated. That's what Audie and Ivy say most people think. But they see it as an advantage and wouldn't have it any other way.
Audie is my equal, and I need her. And I know that, and thank goodness, you know? Thank goodness, because I couldn't do any of this by myself, and she's so good at the things that I'm wretched at, so it really works.
It's all based on mutual respect. Truly. We're good at very different things, and we contribute different things to the business. And we respect each other's opinions to the max, and we respect what each other are good at. And then we also respect what we're not great at, too.
We put glue here, and we clamp them. And that's how you get, like, a tabletop like that over there.
Touring Ciosa Design's woodshop makes their startup story that much more impressive. It's not the size of the shop or its fancy equipment. It's that they were able to do all of this without any formal training and did it with a humble, hardworking attitude. Ciosa Design is a business that was built from the ground up, founded on not only a love for woodworking, but love for each other. Reporting from Bloomington, Indiana, I'm Rick Brewer.
You are listening to the Daily Local News on Community Radio WFHB.